Hi, everybody, and welcome to this interview with brand strategy consultant Michelle Roberts. Very welcome to this interview, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very excited. It's so great to see you, Daniel.
Thank you. My name is Daniel Korenstig. I'm a CEO of White Label Agency, which is a WordPress development company. We partner up with digital agencies, helping them to develop websites for their clients. And in that regard, we're working with similar customers and similar business as you're, I understand, working both directly with clients and also together with digital agencies, right?
Yes, Daniel, yes. And we met on LinkedIn.
So yeah.
Great. It's such a great place to meet like-minded people.
Yeah. So, yes. Thanks, LinkedIn. All right. Yeah. So I've gotten to know you a little bit, and today I think I'm going to get to know you a lot better. I've heard you built brands for over 55 companies. You do speaking engagements. You advocate for women in business. You're also very passionate about helping organizations in general. I've seen a lot of those positive messages go out through your Facebook account, which I'm happily following. So, but tell me a little bit, how does this all this come about? How did you end up becoming a brand branding designer and also a brand strategy consultant?
Yeah, so I think it actually started more so when I just being younger and having a fascination with people and the psychology and understanding why people do what they do. And, you know, I think that type of fascination is really what spurred me to go deeper into just, you know, more than just an identity or a website design. So my background is in design. I'm an award-winning designer, an internationally published graphic designer. Yep. But quickly realizing, you know, in the world, in the corporate world, I was kind of pigeonholed into being a graphic designer. And so I really felt that there was so much more to what I could do and how I could help people and organizations. So that's really the short end of short way of saying that's the path to becoming brand consultant.
Thank you. Yeah. And I can relate to that as well. Like going into one area of specialization and then seeing kind of a neighboring field or something else that needs to combine with it and just feeling the urge to work on the synergy there. Like you did with design and also, as you mentioned, psychology. I want to talk more about that as well. Could you describe a little bit, what is a typical client for you looks like, just to get a grasp of your day to day, like what are they coming to you for and what are you doing for them?
Yeah. So typically my sweet spot, is working with companies that are progressive, they're forward thinking, they want to push the boundaries and they typically aren't afraid of doing something different to get people's attention. They care about their people and the future of the world, of the community that they reside in. So it's more of the conscious companies out there that, you know, like Patagonia. It's a great example of a company that is just for their people. So a lot of times it's companies like that that just they want to do good in the world. They want to get their message out there. So that's typically who I work with, and that can range, all the way from small, medium-sized companies doing at least $5 million or more. So they have a good business already flourishing, and they just want to take it to the next level.
All right.
As far as what they're looking for, the many benefits of a brand range. So I would say the three or four that are the biggest things that people are looking for when they decide to hire me are they want to get clear and confident around who they are and kind of where they fit in the world. So that's a big one.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, I've worked with a nonprofit that they've kind of a new competitor approached them and their customers were getting confused between the two. So I help separate and differentiate them. Sometimes it's them having high turnover rates or low customer retention. So those are some of the two or three, but there's a list. There's a lot of things that kind of are deeply rooted, where, you know, you have your business problem and you have your brand problem. And most of the time they're running on the same track.
Right. And to me, it seems like branding is something that people who work with brand, they realize the importance of it, and they can't stress it enough towards their clients. And branding, as you say, it's related to psychology. It's like a science in itself. And I suspect that a lot of clients that need branding aren't necessarily aware of that the brand is what they need help with. You talk about having a branding problem, having a business problem. How aware are your clients that it's actually a branding problem that they need help with? And do you feel like there's something that you typically need to educate them in as you get started on a project when it comes to what branding actually is and can be helpful with?
Yes. So, you know, just starting off talking about branding, you know, it's great to kind of define what that is, which I do in all my workshops and presentations. And a brand is the sum total of experiences you create for your customer. You know, it's your reputation. It's the experience. So I always educate first. A lot of times there's a lot of misconceptions around branding. One is, you know, I meet people and they think their logo is their brand. Or they, you know, they need a refresh, so they want a fancy new website. Those aren't going to cure or help the root problem of your high turnover rate, or you're boosting, you know, your team morale is low. You know, by sending out a nice website, that's not really going to solve that problem. So I would say some of the common misconceptions are, I just need a logo or a website. After my logo is created, I have a great brand, which after your brand is created and your brand strategy, those fundamental pieces are in place, it's then about managing the brand and reinforcing that brand strategy to create that experience. Another huge one I get is branding versus marketing, and people think that they're the same. What I like to say here is that a marketing campaign will maybe help you buy your first foreign Toyota car, but your brand will actually, the brand behind it will actually define if you only buy Toyotas the rest of your life. So that's the major difference there, where people get very confused.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy, I think, regarding the car versus being the loyalty towards the brand. And I definitely know that I'm loyal to too many brands, and sometimes it's hard to really put the finger on why. It's just they feel right, or I feel like I can trust them. And I guess what you're saying also, like building that experience, there's a lot to it. It's more than just a campaign and a logo.
Right. It's just like you said, sometimes we can't really put our finger on it, but that's not by accident. You know, we become loyal to brands by intention. Great brands are built by being intentional, right? It's almost like they know us intimately. And we just kind of become loyal without even realizing why sometimes. So, you know, great brands understand that and they leverage that. And a lot of times, you know, the great brands, they realize that. And that's why they, you know, they strive for creating that every time. You know, they're not out there marketing relentlessly. You know, they're honing in that experience.
Yeah. I want to dig deeper a little bit into kind of what the message or the experience should be. You're talking about how many of your clients that you work with are, they already seem to be conscious companies in a way that have a mission, maybe a mission that is bigger than just making profit already. But I still would expect that there's a lot of work to be done to help them understand what the core is that you want to capture in the brand. So could you tell us a little bit about the method that you use to get started on finding that core and then building upon that towards getting a brand?
Yeah. So my philosophy, and many others as well, is that we help the clients, customers, see past their product and service so that they can emotionally connect and build that relationship with the organization. So, you know, so having, you know, having something like that and that philosophy, you know, a lot of that, I do work with companies that are open to that. A lot of companies are still in the mentality of pushing for their product and service. So they're marketing their product service, and they're not really taking a look at that cause or movement or belief behind what their organization is about, the social impact, giving back, those types of things that that really help gain customer loyalty.
Yeah.
As well as longevity in a business. And so I feel like I'm part of that movement and helping organizations and people as well within those organizations really put emphasis on those qualities rather than the newest product out and what it's going to do for you and all that. So
I read a little bit about this as well, and I heard that you have you developed kind of your own approach to get there. Could you tell me a little bit about the different stages that you typically go through with a client?
Yes. So I have a process called the Novus Brand Pyramid. And what it does is it breaks down three stages of building your brand into a very easily and recognizable way to do so. So what I found was that I was talking about brand, and again, it's the education behind where do you start, you know, when you're building a brand. And so I found that I was telling people all the time, but it was very hard for them to really visualize it. So I created a pyramid model that clearly explains stage one, two, and three. And a lot of times, I'll go through them briefly.
Yep.
The first stage is really understanding who you are in the market and how you're communicating your value. What is your personality like? And not so surface level, but I mean, diving really deep into that. There's a lot of reflection, research that goes into it. So once that foundation is built, and we call that the brand strategy, how the organization is packaged using the strategy. So the visuals, your content creation, your company name, your tagline. So how are you communicating, forward facing out in advertising and marketing? How are you doing that in stage two? Stage three is really where we're able to take stage one and two and start to build effective marketing. So that's where we're using these elements to design a perfect website that gets you more views and you're leading customers through the site just like you had wanted. Or it's onboarding, it's customer service, it's all the ways in which your touch points interact with your client in the experience. So again, most people want to start, they'll come to me to say, hey, I need a great website, or I need an identity created. And it's not really solving the root problem, because we're going to have to do all that to really position them correctly. So I find that this really model, the brand pyramid model, helps people understand what goes into building a brand and how much effort and time and doing it the right way, how much, you know, can really save you tons of time, tons of money in the long run, doing it properly, rather than trying to come up with a new logo every couple months because it's just not feeling right anymore.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that process as well, because we recently rebranded ourselves. We started, but I think it was, so we launched our new website about a week ago now, and I think we started the work, I think it was even a year ago. And, as we got started together with the branding agency that we worked with, I got this form to fill out. And I think that's similar to what you're talking about, like, who are you, what's your personality, like the strategy. And they asked us things such as, if your company was a celebrity, who would it be? And it took me a lot of cups of coffees to kind of think about that. I had to talk to my team, really do some soul searching on who, what is this organization? Who are we for? How can we differentiate us against the competitors? And and ultimately, what is the personality and the reason for being? And starting in that end, I think it makes the process a lot longer, but it also makes the results more solid. I really feel like the end result expresses something that I want to express and not just looks pretty.
Right, exactly. There are other cool questions that we ask, you know, like something like, if your organization was a car brand, what would it be and why?
Yeah, that's a good one.
So it just gives us insight into how to better communicate your unique value, and, you know, how to set yourself apart. And the thing is that, you know, I hear all the time organizations say, hey, come up with something catchy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, something that is, something that's cool. And so what I say to them is, it's not about looking outside of the organization for something cool. It's about uncovering what's already there. There's so much missed opportunity in if you are not expressing your brand correctly. And so that's a huge misconception too, is just that it's already there. Your brand is there. It's just, how do you better communicate it and what's underneath there? You have to be authentic with your brand. It's not something that comes outside of the organization or outside of yourself.
Yeah, I completely agree. And getting to the core really is when you can start also sending a message that's coherent, because branding, as you say, like once you're done with the branding, like defining the brand, then making sure you consistently express it is the next challenge. I want to talk a little bit more about also you and your role. Now we talked about the clients, what there is for them to understand about branding, also what is the process you go through. But as a brand designer and a brand strategy consultant, what are your most enjoyable parts of the work, and where do you find like the most challenges or frustrations for you as a professional?
Wow, great questions. I think what I enjoy most is helping organizations really realize their potential. You know, I feel like it's just waiting to be revealed, and I get to be the catalyst that really can transform an organization, and then it can transform people's lives. And, you know, to sound really corny here, but and to make the world better, you know, to have a bigger impact on the world. So I absolutely love to be part of that. And I think within my process, I think what I love, one of the things I love most is helping someone see that they realize that there is this potential living in their organization. And the moment that they're able to step more into that, in the subtleties, I think that's where I feel very fulfilled. And, you know, it's not all fluff either. You know, branding is fun and it's emotional, but there are ties to great results that I've had with my clients. So boosting the company morale, just knowing that they're working together, that they're working faster, more cohesive, all the way from doubling clients' leads by over 30%, and, you know, just, and it goes on and on. But to be able to know that I'm directly affecting their business results is definitely another huge, fulfilling thing that I'm able to help them with.
Brings a lot of meaning to the job, I'm sure. And,
yes.
And I guess the client will be, this is dig deeper. I can kind of see how the client is happy when you bring them a pretty logo, or and then maybe they're happy again when they realize it actually means something? Or like, what are there these different stages of happy clients that you see, and some maybe are more meaningful than others from your perspective? Like, which ones of those thank you Michelles are the most pleasing? Like, what part of the process?
You know, I think it's when it comes together for them. So finding their unique message is important and they value that, but to see it expressed in an identity or a website, or, you know, a specific strategy that they had, that I asked them to implement and they implemented, I think that's where they really, you know, I've had clients tear up, just because it's so meaningful and impactful to them and what they're trying to do in the world and their message behind it.
That's great to hear, and I can really see that being one of the motivations for staying in the job and also staying so happy and motivated, as I see you throughout your process, at least from the message I get from Facebook, etc. But on the flip side, like, what would you say are the main frustrations or challenges where you really have to push yourself and get further in the project and maybe have to take a step back? And like, what are those challenges of the job, you would say?
Yeah, I would say helping them, I guess. Are you talking about frustrations for me personally being the brand strategist?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Yeah, I would say helping them really understand first what branding is. And I do a workshop on this because, again, those misconceptions, I'm trying to kind of change the perception, and it takes a lot of education around that. So I would say, one of the biggest frustrations is helping people to kind of think differently about how to talk about what their business is, and maybe sell from more of a space of your cause or movement or belief, your why per se, to get them to think a little differently about, again, not pushing the products and services onto people, but really standing for something much greater than that. So I think, you know, that's one frustration, and then managing. So helping them really create a plan and implement that brand plan actually, to reinforce what we've built. So a great brand is great to have, but you know, it's frustrating when brand gets put on the back burner, or it's just viewed as not as important as marketing. Or other pieces in the business. And I feel like the maintenance and the management of a brand is somewhat frustrating for me when I see those things not put as a priority.
Yeah. And it goes back to, as you said, it goes back to the education part of it as well, to both the understanding what a brand means and what it takes to get there, and also the persistence needed to build the experience after the after the recipe is done. So.
Yes.
We talked about like the branding project being a little bit longer maybe than people expect. What would you say is a typical turnaround time for, hey, Michelle, we need to build a new brand, or we want a new brand, until they are launching their new website?
Until they're launching their new website. Ah, okay. Because it's always, how much, you know, how long will it take to do the brand strategy piece, you know? Mm-hmm. But I always feel like clients are always like, well, how long is it going to be until I have my website? You know, rather than, so that's why, again, I broke it up into those three stages of the brand pyramid. And actually, remind me too, I didn't get to talk about what's unique about my process specifically in the brand strategy, because I know I've shared that with you previously. So
maybe we should start there then.
Okay. Yeah. So and during the brand strategy, and I got to really look at a lot of different companies, and I'm sure people can relate to this, that we walk into an organization or a company, and they have their mission, vision, values on the wall, right? But they're the same overused words. And they're words that are like, professional. We're professional. Well, I mean, your company, I would hope, you know, I would hope that you were. So what I began to see very quickly is that there's sort of like this missed opportunity that they weren't going as deep as they needed to go. So that's when I decided to kind of reinvent the mission, vision, value statement here. And what I'm not saying is that you don't need those. I think those are important, but what we don't want to do is have too many things going on for your employees and for your customers to remember who you are, right? It needs to be concrete, needs to be clear and distilled down. So that's when I had decided to do something a little different, to be able to go deeper, to communicate that how you are different, right? Yeah. And who you are to the core. Rather than saying you value five things, well, I kind of size it down into one. And I have a certain formula that I use. So it's really exciting. And again, this process is, it's not something that happens overnight. It's about reflection. Like you said, Daniel, it's kind of like, who are we really? You know, it's about asking the right questions. It's about diving deeper and pushing the client a little bit further to explore really what's below their professional company or, you know, the typical enhancing lives. So what's really below that? Because then you can hit, you know, you can hit them harder with the emotion. And that's really, I feel like, not only sets the client apart, but also, it creates consistency with who they are and how they're acting in the world, right? Because that's how we gain customer loyalty, is that consistent and coherent experience. So my process really, I feel like, is giving my customers a competitive edge because of that. So that's a little side note of that process in itself.
If you look at the before and after, because I remember doing this for our own organization when I was researching, okay, what is a vision statement? What is a mission statement? How do they differ? How do the largest companies express themselves? And I must say, like, a lot of the large organizations are also using something that is pretty generic, whereas there are others that talk more about, I think IKEA has, they want to create a better everyday life or better life for the everyday people, or like for most people. And Toyota wants to help move people rather than just build cars. But how would an organization, how would you see on the walls where their vision, mission statements, is there something else there after you worked with them than vision, mission? Or is it just that their vision, mission actually expresses something that is unique to them?
I think that it expresses at a surface level. And I think it becomes watered down because a lot of times the values, there's like five to eight values, right? What client is really going, or customer, employee is really going to remember that? So I think just boiling everything down a little bit further and deeper makes things just more simpler for people to remember. And then the important piece to that is using those elements like your brand essence and your brand belief to do, you know, use that as your compass so that every single thing radiates off that and reinforces those things. I think that if that's what you're saying, I think that's a good follow-up statement.
I think that's that clarifies as well, like how you dig deeper and you help them, you facilitate them to dig deeper. And I certainly would have speeded up my process, I think, in terms of setting our brand as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what you said earlier, kind of like Toyota isn't selling, you know, cars; they're selling a philosophy, and you know people aren't buying. People are buying things that represent who they are and what they believe. So, you know, it makes it very important for us to be very clear about those things.
Definitely. And also connect to the meaning of it. Like, I recently read a book about visionary companies. It's called Built to Last. And they also expressed this, that the best of the companies in the industries usually have a bigger purpose than just selling the product or making profit. And to me, that goes hand in hand with brand. But in this case, they weren't talking so much about the visual expression, but more like the culture within the organization. And I assume that the branding effort that you talked about, you also talked about how it brought people together around like a purpose, that the brand has those kind of benefits as well.
Oh, hugely. Yes. You know, people want to belong to something greater than what they're doing every day. You know, they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, especially us millennials, as I am one. You know, we want to make sure that what we're doing is having an impact. So, you know, and if we're all on the same team now, a lot of the brand strategy in coming up with these things together really influences the team morale and the culture. And it's about, you know, it's not something that you can kind of do, you know, slightly. Like, it has to be all in, you know, like your internal stakeholders have to be, they have to be all in on it. They have to all agree and they all have to buy in. So, you know, that's another huge piece to building a brand, and the strategy piece is that there is that in the very beginning.
Yeah, that's actually a good point as well. I would be curious to know what your recommendations are when you're working with a company that wants to have a new brand. How many people in their organization are you actually talking to? And like, how many do you ask for opinions in order to get the buy-in from those that would eventually own the brand?
Yeah, so I would say that it depends on the size of the organization, for one. It depends on who's the brand advocate. So who's the one that I'm working with to help support this initiative? You know, there's got to be one person that's kind of, you know, running with the flag. And I'm kind of help there. I'm there to help support that. You know, like I said, it depends on the size of the company and the organization. Also depends on the business model. You know, within different industries, they have different ways that the organization is set up. So we try to get, you know, a good range of different people that are contributing, which is also very important, because you want someone that's maybe in the C-suite level all the way down to, you know, customer service, who's answering the phone every day. So to really get a wide view of what they think the company is about. And what that does too is it gives us a great way to benchmark and to track ROI, because we know if everyone in the company is saying the same thing, they're saying who we are and what we do, you know that that's going to translate into customer retention and loyalty and all those things that create a great brand. So it's really starting with those first interview questions. Like you're saying, it's very important to pick the right people and have a great variety.
Two more things that I'm curious to hear from you before we have to wrap up the interview. And the first one is, We're both working with digital agencies and helping them provide better services to their clients. And we're not working with end clients at all, so I don't have that experience. But so I'm curious to know a little bit about how you see that bringing in someone who is a brand consultant who specializes in brand can help digital agencies to provide better value to their clients. Because I think we both have the idea that a digital agency doesn't necessarily have to have all their competences in-house, but they can actually work with someone who is specialized to bring more value for less to their clients.
Yeah, so I would say first it would be overall alignment and messaging that reinforces the overall brand. So, you know, again, where brand comes in is kind of going beyond the product or service or the marketing campaign at that time. So I think having a clear brand strategy and understanding how to leverage that in your marketing in certain digital agencies that are maybe more focused on the campaign or digital marketing, or digital, you know, typically the marketing. So I would say that that's because I can, the thing about it is I carry the vision of the brand, where it's more strategic than it is about tactical, like marketing. So that's probably where I would see the first thing. And then having certain process that I bring clients through, and I've done it over 50, 60 times now, and it's the same process. So I think having that process, and for a digital agency, I think having someone like me, it would be, is it a true asset, because you're just going to, your clients are going to have better results. They're going to have more cohesive and coherent experiences based on my process of the brand strategy, because everything builds off of that.
So basically, whatever they are doing for their clients in terms of website and AdWords and social media campaigns and stuff like that, if the brand is coherent, then conversion rates there can go up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
One final question. And I think this is something that people that have listened to the interview will be curious to know more about as well, is if they want to learn more about branding, if they want to learn more about how to do this right, besides giving you a call, do you have any recommendations for books, blogs, podcasts, or something that you yourself follow and have taken inspiration from?
That's a really good question. I would say first number one book would be read Simon Sinek, Start With Why. His philosophy and his insight into how marketing is done and how great brands are built is the philosophy that I have used with my clients when it comes to the marketing stage. So that book is awesome. He does a really great job of explaining and going deep into his philosophy and how to use it. So I would say that that book helped influence my thoughts around how to differentiate myself and what I do with my process.
All right. I think that's something that also will help get over that first step that you talked about being a challenge. Like, why is this important to start with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
All right. With that, let's wrap up. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining me on this interview. And I surely learned a lot today myself. Awesome. I hope that the audience learned a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone hearing this would like to reach out, I offer a 30-minute complimentary consult to kind of go over their brand and where it's at based on the brand strategy.
And what would be the best way to reach you?
It would be at phone number 315-269-7732. And then my email, michelle2ls@novusbeknown.com.
All right. Thank you so much. You find us at thewhitelabelagency.com in case you're finding this somewhere else than our website. Thank you all for listening, and have a great rest of the day. And thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bye-bye.
Bye.